Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. This is my pre-market report on this Monday, September 25th, 2023. I know that you are watching the 10-year yield exactly like I am. People, the 10-year yield right now, as I am doing this, is 4.5%. The relative strength of the dollar is higher this morning, and the MMRI is over 295. We are now less than 5 points away from extreme risk in this market. Now, on the back of this, I mean, just so you know, we're not imagining anything. Stock futures are lower across the board. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure. Gold and silver is under pressure. Even crude oil is under pressure. Risk in this market is getting way out of hand, and you know what you're seeing. Okay, we covered this. This is the moment we've pretty much been waiting for here, this maximum saturation moment. We're here. There is no doubt in my mind at all that we are here. We are seeing everything you would expect to see in this kind of environment. Again, when risk gets this extreme, it rattles equity markets around the world. Look, the world today is only existing in, well, it's completely existing in an alternative universe, which would not exist anywhere. I mean, just let me put this even more bluntly to you. The lifestyle that you are living right now is imaginary. It's honestly, it's not on the elemental chart. This has all been built on the back of an imaginary substance, and that is debt being piled and pumped into the system at its fastest pace we have ever seen. If this were not happening, everything that you imagine to be real right now would not exist. Okay, so let me just explain this to you more clearly. I don't know what else to say to you, but this thing is going to get real, and it's going to get real so fast as we move forward here. The debt market sell-off is not stopping. It just keeps going on here. Henceforth, why you're seeing bond yields rise, the 10-year yield spiking like this. Part of this is we just found out yet again that debt defaults are skyrocketing. This is, again, a key component of this maximum saturation situation here that you would expect to see. Bankruptcies, debt defaults, inflation not stopping. It's not even meant to do that. All this stuff is being put together by design on purpose to bring in the new system. Can't be stopped. It cannot be stopped. No amount of legislation, no amount of anything can stop what's coming here, and it's unfolding very rapidly. Now, is it possible? Let's put a little scenario together so you and I can get a better understanding. Is it possible that central banks can push this off a little bit more? Yes, it is possible, but drastic measures would need to be taken. One of three things or a combination of them. You know what I'm going to tell you. Number one, the Fed can get in here and buy more debt. And that would, of course, cause yields to drop. Number two, they could weaken the dollar one way or the other on a comparative strength basis. But that's a problem. That's probably a bigger problem than anything else. Let's think about why. The situation here that we have with rising global inflation, again, that's a key component of the maximum saturation situation, is inflation must be widespread, involving multiple nations around the world. We're seeing that here. Okay. This is also putting pressure on currencies. Okay. My currency trader friends, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, the dollar remains the prettiest belle at the ball. You and I knew this would happen from years ago. We covered it here. But so, in other words, it would be somewhat difficult in this free fall environment where currencies are losing their purchasing power at a very, very rapid pace for the Fed to weaken the dollar against other currencies. Okay, so that's tough. Number three, the Fed can get in here and start buying large cap stocks. They do this. It's a fact. It's called the plunge protection team. So let's see. What's the most likely scenario if the Fed were to take action? And this action needs to be taken now, right now, today. Keep your eyes on that 10-year yield. We're at 4.5. You can see this reflected again in the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Free to everybody. Link below. It's amazing to see that we're just so close to extreme risk. I think we're about 4.7 points away from extreme risk anyway. So it is possible that the Fed could get in here and start buying more debt. I think the Fed's fighting an uphill battle. You got China dumping debt, Saudi Arabia dumping debt in mass right now. And then you got this other phenomenon going on. I want you to think about this as well. What have we been finding out since, I guess it was since last week, maybe the week before that, that major hedge funds are making humongous bets that the debt market is going to melt down. The debt market is going to melt down. I mean, this is the Big Short 2.0 on steroids. You know what I'm talking about here, people. Anyway, that's where we stand this morning. It appears to be that a pan sell-off, in other words, everything is going to sell off at the open. Now, this can change. It is 8:04 a.m. right now, Eastern Daylight Time. Trading didn't start for a while. Things can flip around. Sure, the Fed could get in here this morning and start propping up the market. Let's see where this goes, okay? The S&P 500, in case you don't know, and I think you probably do if you follow this blog, we're just coming off of three consecutive weeks of losses, okay? And this is 100% because risk in this market is getting out of control. Because of the maximum saturation moment, meaning the system is so saturated with debt right now, it can't take on anymore. And if, in case you haven't noticed, we again are going from crisis to crisis to crisis. This new crisis, this government shutdown crisis. Why are we here again? Because we're running out of money. We're running out of cash to fund the government. Okay, another crisis here that's going to demand even more cash be pulled into the now to fund the government. But we're the richest nation in the world. You know that we're so rich, we have so much cash, we don't know what to do with it. No, the United States, the laughing stock of the world, the most indebted nation in the history of the world, we can't function, we have no representation here. Tell me again why we are paying taxes, people. Will someone out here smarter than me explain that to me? It's an incredible situation, seriously, it really is. So anyway, that is the situation here. It looks like a pan sell-off. Everything is under pressure. Cryptocurrencies, gold and silver, crude oil even. Again, we're in that pullback phase with regard to crude going much, much higher. Don't listen to Greg Mannarino. JP Morgan has a $150 target in the short run with regard to crude. I do believe it's going much. And again, It's not supply and demand that we're talking about here, okay? We're talking about currencies that are in free fall around the world, a race to the bottom, central banks deliberately destroying their currencies because they're ready and they're collectively, okay, planning on issuing in a new system, a new digital system, and it can't be stopped. Again, like I said, no amount of legislation is going to prevent this. Central banks are ready for it, and they're going to make people beg for help. Again, problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. It's always the same. It's always the freaking same. Now, so a couple of other things. I already explained to you that yet again, we found out that debt defaults are skyrocketing across the board. Credit cards more so than anything else. The setup here is unbelievable. Do you remember several months ago what they were doing? These credit card companies were offering everybody increases in their credit lines. You too. A lot of you wrote to me. You're like, wow, yes, Greg, this is happening. Happened to me too. Okay. They were trying to get people to bury themselves deeper to create more dependency on the system. Of course, it worked out exactly as they planned it to work out. People get irresponsible, bury themselves in more debt. Now we're starting to see the situation here. People are desperate. This is exactly what they're trying to do, create more slaves to the system. You all know that. On top of that, we got a warning today from Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley warns that risk is rising for the consumer across the spectrum. And part of this is rising inflation. Again, look, here's the big secret that you're not allowed to know. If you follow this blog, you're already crystal clear on this. The Federal Reserve has never meant at all to stop inflation. Central banks around the world are hell-bent on fulfilling their end game, their goal to become the lender and buyers of last resort. They're going to continue to inflate no matter what kind of information you're looking at. The system must inflate in order to function every single day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Debt here in the United States piling on at a staggering pace. We've never seen anything like this. $833 billion per hour at the current pace. And this is going to go up and up and up and up. What do you want to do about it? You're going to sit back and do nothing, or you're going to take action? You've got to bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. Hold hard assets. Physical silver, still my favorite asset of all time. Commodities in aggregate. You all know this stuff. I've been beating this into your head for a very long time, and I hope I'm making sense to you. That, my lovely friends, is where we stand today. And it ain't a pretty picture. It's not a pretty picture. Risk in this market continues to rise. Debt default skyrocketing. Everything you would expect to see yet again in the maximum saturation situation here. And again, the paradox is, and you know what I'm going to tell you, even though the system is flooded with debt to a maximum saturation situation, there's not enough of it. There can never be enough of it. The system operates in a perpetual vacuum, a constant black hole, a constant deficit that must be filled. And they're going to find every manner of way to continue to at least try to prop it up. Okay, that's all they're doing. It's a dead system. It's a dead system. It's gone beyond life support here. And the only way to push this off is by inflating the debt even further. And all that's going to do is exacerbate the underlying problem. You know that. All right, people, look, I've covered a lot with you. I hope you got something out of this video. I really, really do. Please share it. Please get it out there. Those thumbs up they're required, okay? If you are a Greg Mannarino supporter, you love this blog, please that thumbs up. We need it to get this information out there so the algorithms pick it up. I'm counting on you for that. With that, people, I will see all of you later. 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please have your questions ready for me. Let's get through this. We got each other's backs. We can't lose. In my view, we're invincible, but we must be ready. We must have the high ground always. All right? I'll see you later.